1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the April 19, 2023 Bryan City Council workshop as city council members and staff share concerns about more restrictions coming from state lawmakers.
Since I've been here the last three legislative sessions, the biggest risk that faces the city and the utilities that operate within it are the state legislature. And that's not a political statement. That is how we assess the risk.
That's the City of Bryan's Chief Financial Officer, Will Smith, who was then asked what staff and the council can do after state lawmakers make it more difficult to generate more revenue on the local level.
I hesitate to answer that question at a public forum because the legislature will then take that and they'll start passing laws against the things that we would strategize to do. And I mean that seriously. Yeah. That's happened in the past.
Smith says he's built into future property tax revenue projections any negative impact from state legislative action.
I've just assumed that at some point they're going to do what they did to us two and then three legislative sessions ago and really curb our ability to raise the funds that our citizens have asked us to raise.
Smith concerned that state lawmakers will reduce sales tax revenue coming to the city. As an example, estimating $300,000 that was generated in February due to the new Legends Event Center.
I hate to mention this because there's some staff member of some legislator out there that's taking notes, but Legends Event Center, there are going to be months in year two and year three where we could probably attribute $500,000, $750,000 in 1 month to this place.
Smith says it was important for the city to keep at least 100 days of operating cash to reduce the impact on more obstacles passed by state lawmakers. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.